This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol. In sports, there's a concept of ugly victories. We've all seen them, our favorite teams winning ugly, so to speak. That's about how I would describe the vote this week on the budget resolution passed by the House on Tuesday. It wasn't pretty. After weeks of wrangling over one bill versus two, what committees to task for savings and how much, and finally, with pressure coming from the Senate, House Republicans took their case to the floor on Tuesday without any guarantee of passage, kind of a fourth and goal play call with time running out in the game. The up-or-down vote was the second in the series, sandwiched between a couple of suspension votes, thought being we can hold the first vote open until we are assured of the necessary votes to pass the budget resolution. When that first vote, a 15-minute vote, was held open for more than an hour, everyone knew we weren't there. It was obvious. Then finally, the vote closed, and we went straight to the other suspension vote. With a notice from the leader, the budget resolution legislation had been pulled. With most members on their way to dinner thinking they were done for the night, all of a sudden, they put more time back on the clock and leadership called an audible, and the budget resolution vote was back on. In the course of a few minutes, two of the holdouts, Representative Warren Davidson and Representative Victoria Spartz, two known no votes, must have seen the jersey they were wearing and changed their votes to yes. So, by a vote of 217 to 215, the budget resolution passed the House, albeit barely. The only Republican no vote came from Thomas Massey of Kentucky. Speaker Mike Johnson got a big victory, but there weren't any locker room celebrations, no champagne toasts, no trips to Disney World. That's because it's only the first of many steps on Reconciliation Road. Anyone tracking this effort knows that this first step was the easiest. It gets a lot harder from here on. First, it will go to the Senate, where who knows what they'll do to it. Remember, there's a lot for senators to tweak. Start with the floor of $1.5 trillion in mandatory savings over 10 years, including a whopping $880 billion from energy and commerce alone. Threats of cuts to Medicaid will be amplified. Same for SNAP benefits. Then there's a $4 trillion increase in the debt ceiling, always a controversial topic. And, of course, there will be increased spending to the military and homeland security, and the $4.5 trillion for making permanent the 2017 tax cuts. Like I said, the easy part was passing the resolution on Tuesday. So the week was not without drama. House Republicans can celebrate success, but it's important to know that it's still very early in the game. A lot can still happen. The champagne will need to stay on ice for now. And Vegas isn't giving odds on the eventual outcome. Before I close, one other note. The federal government runs out of money March 14th when the current continuing resolution expires. I had hoped to have information about our plan for funding the government after March 14th, but sadly, the budget resolution sucked all the oxygen out of the room this week. Time is about to run out, and it's now becoming apparent to me that either a short-term or a full-year CR is likely. Not the outcome I want, but it is what it is. More on that next week. As always, I invite your views. This is Congressman Steve Womack with comment from the Capitol.